Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Good evening, Will.
How are you?
Well, I'm having a fantastic summer.
You've been very busy. You were at Yorkshire Day at Wembridge House in West Yorkshire last week. And this week you've just been telling me off the air that you're going down to Portsmouth to cook.
No, absolutely. The Emirates Spinnaker Tower, it's a funky looking tower.
I've just Googled it. It looks like something that you'd see in Dubai or Barcelona.
Yeah. Yep, it's seriously cool. And I will be at the top of that.
What are you doing down there, Steph?
I'm cooking a tasting menu up at the top of the tower. So the idea is the guests come on in and we create a restaurant in what is, in essence, a viewing platform, you know, surrounded by glass. So you have a 365-degree view of everything. And there's just... The views are incredible. The you can see the Isle of Wight, you see the all the navy ships in the Portsmouth harbour, and it's just a seriously cool place to be.
And what are you cooking on the tasting menu, very briefly, or are you not allowed to tell us?
Well, it's what I did was because I think wherever you go, you should cook the food that is of that area.
Yeah.
So I've gone Hampshire food all the way, and I've got Isle of Wight tomatoes, I've got Hampshire beef, I've got Blackmoor. Black cherries, which are like the biggest explosion of cherry in your mouth. They're amazing. And yeah, I've just gone for it. And I did one 2 weeks ago and it went down really well. And this is my last one.
You do absolutely right. And at the start of Flavours of the Week this week, I just wanted to talk to you about this. So I learnt about this on Tuesday, but I've saved it for the food and drink show. The Morrison's foot-long sausage roll. Have you heard about this?
Well, sounds like a monster, but...
Well, I think it is a monster. So it's... The equivalent of 3 Big Macs from McDonald's is 1,650 calories, Steph.
Well, Will, I've brought something very healthy in today, and I'm feeling, even though it is about a foot long as well, I stuffed a marrow today for our Flavours of the Week.
Oh, right, okay. But you've not brought the Morrison sausage roll in then.
But yeah, it sounds very tempting, doesn't it? It's something like that. Good fun, I think. You know, there'll be lots of drinking challenges doing something like the foot-long sausage roll. Yeah. I can imagine. But it's you know, I think you'd have to eat in balance and try and keep healthy and not eat too much of that sort of thing.
I'm just eating some of this pulled pork now. Can you talk to me about this stuff?
Right. So what I did, I was given a marrow. And whenever you're given something like that, you wonder, what on earth am I going to do with this? So I split it down the middle, scooped out all the centre, and then I rubbed it with olive oil and garlic and a little bit of salt, and I baked it in the oven for 10 minutes just to soften it. Then I stuffed it with some fried onion, shallots, garlic, some yellow split peas, some different celery and leeks and lots of different vegetables in there and fresh cherry tomatoes and made like a tomato-y stew, popped that in and then topped it with pulled pork. Now, the pulled pork takes a bit of doing. You basically sit a piece of shoulder of pork in a slow cooker rubbed with spices and it sits there for about 8 hours.
What spices do you recommend on that pulled pork?
I love smoked paprika. I love a bit of cumin in there, a bit of, star anise in there, a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of red wine vinegar, and you sort of rub it all in and you let it sit and stew all day slowly in a beautiful sort of nice... long, slow cooking.
Pulled pork is popular out and about in restaurants, isn't it? Would you say it's not as popular at home because it takes so long to do? I mean, if you wanted to impress, is that the time to then do it?
I think the kind of pulled pork you eat in a restaurant is quite fatty and it's quite high in sugars. This is actually really... really diet friendly.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's good.
I'm on a bit of a diet.
Well, so am I. I'm trying to get my Ibiza body. I'm going to Ibiza in less than a month with Beth. So I'm trying to get my Ibiza body.
You and Beth in Ibiza. Watch out, Ibiza. That's all I can say. But no, I mean, this is incredibly healthy. There's zero fat in it, apart from a little olive oil in the marrow there. But and doing that with some tomato in there, and it just really makes it a nice soft. The thing with pulled pork is you want the shoulder to cook low and slow, and you just shred away. I've shredded away any of the fat. There's no fat in there. but your normal pulled pork that you'd get in a restaurant or on a burger van type pulled pork, that's probably got quite a bit of fat.
And I know when you arrived in the office earlier, it really got people talking to nice dish, Steph. It really looked, I mean, it was a huge dish to have a look at. We will post some pictures of it online. It looks fantastic
as
well.
It's nearly as good as the foot-long sausage, Will.
Steph Moon, thank you very much and have a safe trip to Portsmouth.
Thank you.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stray FM.